the stars and on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
Hello.
Foodies and geeks.
Marvel geeks and hummus geeks.
Hummus. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Oh, we podcast our web movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. It's been a while. We took a little bit of a break. Hopefully,
well,
we're going to be
on. A little while. For us, we were just doing something 5 minutes ago. For Podwise, it's been a while.
Podwise, it's been a while.
You're the angry Mexican.
Taking a lot of breaks here and there, but hopefully,
we beat you up.
Larry's playing on GTA.
And some random Mexican dude just ran up and started fighting her. Even though she was just staring at the window.
So,
he's winning.
The dogs. This is a weird setting for us to podcast.
Right? Yeah. Oh well.
Okay. So it's been a little bit, but hopefully we're on another weekly track. So, Tommy, why don't you tell the geeks what we got going on?
So this year we wanted to try something new. We kind of explained it in our kind of semi pod that we're about to produce.
It's gonna be
out
a bonus pod,
super bonus pod. So one thing that we read online is that if you watch every Marvel movie once a week, you'll go through every single Marvel movie and finish right when Infinity War comes out.
Yes. So starting the first week of January.
Yep.
So it's a little thing they have it listed of the movies. So we're watching.
There's 18 movies. We have 18 weeks.
18
to fill.
Movies. And we're watching the movies in the order they were released.
Yep.
Not in chronological order or anything like that. We're watching them in the order they released. So we started off today with the very first Iron Man track.
That's right. Iron Man Wound.
So we realize that sometimes we're, I think we're pretty entertaining,
yeah.
But maybe some people might not want to listen to us for two and a half hours.
If you do, thank you.
Yes. So what we decided to do is each week we're going to release two pods. The first one pod is going to be a review pod.
Which is our normal pod, which is a normal episode.
And then our second pod we're going to release that week is kind of like a bonus pod or a sister pod to it, and that's going to be the commentary track.
Of us watching the movie and talking about it as we go through it.
Yeah, so obviously with the commentary tracks, we can't show you the video footage, we can't play the volume for you, but we kind of tell you where we're going to start out at, and throughout the podcast, we gave you updates of where we're at.
I mean, if you want to watch the movie while you're listening to the pod, it would kind of make sense. There's a few times where we like pause and rewind to look at stuff, but it syncs up pretty well.
I think it syncs up pretty good. And I think it's pretty obvious when we're pausing, and I think we only do that like twice.
One time I accidentally rewound, and then another time we were like trying to look at something, a little Easter egg. We won't spoil it for you. You gotta listen.
Movie only came out like 10 years ago. We're not gonna spoil it for at all. So if you haven't seen the main Iron Man movie, obviously spoilers.
Yeah.
If
you haven't seen it, I mean, come on.
Like, what's the cutoff for giving spoiler warnings?
5 years. Maybe even 1 year.
Larry's is 2 years.
Larry's is two? Okay, 2 years. So yeah, you've got
plenty. So we can tell people right now that Obadiah Stane's the bad guy.
Stane.
I don't know why I keep calling Obadiah Stane. Obadiah Stane's the bad guy, that's okay, and he dies.
Jeff Bridges tries to murder the entire Marvel Universe.
But spoilers, definitely throughout this thing of the Iron Man movie. So if you want to watch it before we talk about it, feel free. This movie came out in 2008. Mm-hmm. We talk about the commentary track 585.2 million dollars at the box office. The very first Marvel movie. They had Marvel movies before, but this is the first Marvel Studios movie.
Yeah.
So they did Punisher.
Punisher, Spider-Man movies, X-Men movies, Blade.
Right.
So this is Marvel movie.
This is the first time where Marvel teamed up with Paramount Pictures and they released. So in the Marvel movies, the first two, Iron Man and Hulk, were not under Disney. Mm-hmm.
This was not purchased by Disney yet. So these were not independent per se, but this is where it all began.
This is where it all began. So obviously everybody knows that Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of how we always do our main reviews is we talk about
the goods, the bads, and then
the goods, the bads,
which we've already seen. Well, whatever.
And I don't think we need to worry about doing a non-spoiler review.
Yeah, I think at this point, if you haven't seen it, well, whoop-de-dizzle. Listen to our review and watch the damn movie.
It's been a while since I've watched the original Iron Man.
Mm-hmm, yeah, me too. Probably a few years.
I think the original Iron Man is about almost as perfect superhero movie as you can.
It was. Like, it's for their very first Marvel Studios movie, they hit the nail right on the head. Like, it was great throughout the whole movie. There wasn't too many times where I was like, bleh. Even rewatching it, I wasn't really like, bleh.
There's a couple of things that I noticed a little bit more that were just weird. I think something we pointed in the commentary track is a lot of the jumping from area to area.
There are
times
where they don't explain the time frames that are happening. You're just kind of jumping around while he's making the suits and stuff. Like, does it take a day? Does it take a month? There's only like one time where he's like, well, they had me captive for 3 months. That's the only real time they give you a time frame.
And we had a hard time figuring out where they were coming from. Like, where is this headquarters at? They're at where they're going.
Not really. Are they in Los Angeles? Are they in New York? Because I know he had his mansions in Malibu.
Yeah. So there's things like that that bothered me a little bit. But overall, my favorite thing about the movie, a couple favorite things. I really love the scene the second time he puts the Mark II suit on. And he flies over. So technically, that would be Mark III, right?
Which one? The one in the silver?
The one where he goes over to the Middle East and kills
everybody.
That's
the Mark III.
That's Mark III.
Because that's the one where he adds the ice.
So I really love that scene and seeing him kind of redeeming and trying to save people. Because
in Mark
II
is the silver one. The Mark III is that one. The Mark IV, he makes an Iron Man 2. And then in Iron Man 3, they go through that whole point where he made like a bajillion suits. And then he's a Mark 42.
So I like that whole scene where he's flying back. And he's talking to Rhodey on the phone. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite scenes
in
the
movie. Sorry, I got the top down. What was that?
and I really liked the...
Way to go. Fender Bender.
I really liked the dynamic between Pepper Potts and Tony, too.
Really building up this like tense relationship where they're like, you know they got some chemistry, but they're fighting it.
And she really helps build his character, I think, throughout the whole movie. So those are my favorite things from the movie. And obviously the fight scenes are great.
They're very basic in this one.
Yeah.
Like, as we get to the future ones, they start getting more elaborate and choreographed. But these ones are very basic.
What's your favorite things from the Iron Man movie?
I love the suits, because the suits are awesome. Like, when he first puts that suit on with all the machines and stuff, I love that part. Where it's like...
Yeah.
And it's coming into place. I love that. Development from Tony at the beginning where he's just like a selfish millionaire making millions of dollars off weapons to the humanitarian doing what, like even trying to sacrifice himself to save people.
Right.
So there's a lot of change going on for Tony in that whole movie.
There is, for sure. A lot of change. And I like how they change him, but at his core, he's still kind of like... Egotistical.
Playboy billionaire.
He always is.
Yeah.
And even
that's
in the
good,
future,
though,
because
that's part of the character.
Yeah. And that's an important part to have for sure.
For Tony Stank.
Do you feel... Obviously, there's some dated things in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they talk about MySpace.
Yeah. His old like camera video phone where it's like it's got buttons on it. The old, what is it, Samsung phone, whatever it was.
Verizon,
yeah. So it's like old phone.
They definitely don't do
buttons.
A good job of hiding that it's in the early 2000s.
But that's the thing. It didn't have to at the time. Right. It was like, so we watching it, we have to kind of gloss over those facts that we're going back almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, which feels weird.
It does
right?
feel weird.
In 10 years. They have some old dated like news shows and stuff like that. But
Mad Money.
How do you feel... about Obadiah Stane? You liked his character and the villain overall?
I like Jeff Bridges in general. I think he's a really interesting actor. He can play serious and goofy at the same time. There's not too many times where I can picture him as being serious, but he does it very well. So rewatching it, I think he did it great. Because there's sometimes in some Marvel movies where it's like you can tell who the bad guy is right away. Like you kind of know Jeff Bridges is going to be the bad guy, but... Like,
but you don't, too, because they introduce all the...
the terrorist group, cell that he has to fight, so you think maybe it's going to be them the whole time. But, like, obviously, like, you know, when we get to Ant-Man, we talk about that bad guy, you know from the get-go that Darren Cross is the bad guy. There's no doubt in your mind. But
yeah,
with Obadiah, there's a little bit of layers and depth and deception to him, so it works out great.
It does. And
he's the dude, man.
I think I remember when I first saw that movie, I think I was surprised when they kind of said that he was the mastermind, mastermind of it all. Because they could have not had him come out in that first movie as the mastermind.
Nope, they could have saved it if they wanted to.
They could have had the foreign, the had main like a foreign renegade guy.
Soldier. Yeah. Or, yeah, the foreign guy, yeah. So, yeah, I think Jeff Bridges did great. It's kind of sad to see him go. Oh, spoilers, he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah, he got blown up at the end.
Oh, not Jeff Bridges. Jeff,
I'm sorry. Obadiah Stane.
When the fuck did Jeff Bridges die?
No. Jeff Bridges is good. He's alive. Sorry, Jeff.
This whole podcast is about to take a pretty damn dark turn in us memorializing Jeff Bridges.
It's really good.
Sorry for my cuss word, but I was pretty worried about the dude right there for a minute.
No, the dude's fine. The dude's okay.
What was the kind of last big movie he was in? Wasn't he just in something that was pretty big?
A True Grit movie, but that's probably like 3 or 4 years old.
That was so good in that movie. Yeah. Did you see that movie?
I didn't see the original one, so I don't know. That was my father's kind of movie. I kind of like those old western-y movies. I'll look it up, so what else?
Okay. So So we talked about in the commentary some that obviously Rhodey changes. So he's Terrence Howard. Iron Man 2, he becomes Don Cheadle right away, right?
They don't really like make it subtle either. He's just like, boop, Don Cheadle.
They don't, and they don't even address it or anything.
They at least make a joke about it, like, hey, you look different.
Do they?
Maybe they do. Okay. I feel like they do.
Do we know behind the scenes why that happened?
Terrence Howard wanted more money, and the studio was like, nope.
We'll just get all black guys look the same. We'll just get another black guy.
Oh, he was in The Kingsman, Golden Circle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was like the cowboy.
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't either, but that was the last thing on his list.
Nice.
And Only the Brave. But that's probably the most famous recent thing is Kingsman.
Yeah. So you enjoy John? I mean, at this point, Don Cheadle's been our roadie for
he's been a lot longer.
So I think I prefer Terrence Howard.
You prefer Terrence a little bit?
Yeah.
Is it a more serious take on it?
More serious
instead
take,
of like the wisecracking,
kind of like a badass, kind of serious type feel to him, which I enjoy a little bit more.
Well, that's more true to the character. He's always more serious.
Yeah.
In the suit than Tony is. Tony's like always, you know, more like hotshot playboy, but versus War Machine's like, well, we gotta get this done. We gotta do what we gotta do.
Mm-hmm. And Don Cheadle is, and it goes back to, like, cause this, like, had jokes in it, but it didn't feel jokey to me.
No. It's still the first, so they haven't really found their niche yet.
They haven't found the niche of comedy movies.
But they didn't have to. It was still a great movie.
It was a great movie. Where do you think you rank Iron Man as on your, like...
I'm going to put him in my top 5.
We'll probably have to make an official list of what our... Top 5 for sure, you think?
Top 5, yeah.
I think it'd probably be my top 5, too. I know my number 1 is Captain America Winter Soldier.
That's a really good one, too.
So good. That movie just tears on the heartstrings and so many good fight scenes. And yeah, I know. Larry's weird.
Anyway.
What? Huh? Larry's playing GTA, but she's listening to music on her headphones.
She's
like
buying
pretend
clothes.
Rapping
the most boring
stuff.
Part of every video game. Beat someone up. Anyway.
So yeah. we talked a lot about hummus in our commentary as well.
Because we talked about how, like, the terrorists... Since it takes, well, that part is in the Middle East, how they're just, like, torturing by feeding them hummus nonstop.
So I think after our review, we're going to talk about hummus a little bit.
I do love hummus.
I love hummus. So out of 10 stars, what would you get to give the very first Iron Man movie?
8 bowls of hummus.
8 bowls of hummus. 8 bowls of hummus.
7 fresh chickpeas.
I am hummus man.
Spicy guacamole ever again.
I would give it 8 stars.
8
too.
Stars, it's good.
I definitely would give it 8 stars.
Very good. So not the best, but still very good.
No, and if you haven't seen Iron Man in a while, make sure you check it out. It is a fun movie. I'm sure you can still buy it on Amazon or whatever. Yeah.
Or I stream it. Like, well, you can probably get it on like streaming too. iTunes, Google, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, there's tons of
Blu-ray, DVD.
Mm-hmm.
We watch it on the DVD.
I think I got that DVD right when it came out, so it's really? Like a hard case.
Oh.
Did you look at it?
It's pretty cool looking.
It's like a metallic case.
Hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
That's pretty sweet, actually.
I don't know if it was like a Target exclusive.
They do a lot of those like movie exclusives. Yeah, that makes sense. 2-disc special edition.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though.
I have the fancy Tesseract Collector's Edition, which only has a Blu-ray.
So that came
Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah, this isn't Blu-ray at all. Mm-mm. Yeah. So that came with what? All Phase 1?
All of Phase 1. So Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, and Avengers.
And it came with a Tesseract statue type thing?
There's a little like, it's a little cosmic cube. Well, Tesseract. It's like, it looks like a government case. You open it up, and in the center of it's the Tesseract. There's a couple like files and dossier stuff that's in there too, like pictures and little fake files about the movies. It's pretty cool.
Have you watched the movies from it yet, or you've not opened it up?
I've opened it to look inside, but I haven't watched them.
So is the cosmic cube like plastic? Is it cheap?
It's plastic.
Yeah.
And it has a little light in it, a little LED light in it, lights up.
So how much did that cost you?
Well, I bought it like way after it came out, so it cost me like $400. Actually, I think it cost me like $600.
Do you know how much? Really?
Yeah.
Do you know how much it was retail when it first came out?
$250. Oh, wow. I spent a lot more. I wanted. I'm a collector, so I really wanted it. The second one, the Phase 2, was only cost me like $200.
So Phase 3, you're going to do the same thing and get it as soon as it comes
out. I'm assuming that's not going to come out until after Infinity War, though.
Bought Phase 2 already?
Yep. Yeah, Phase 2 ended at Ant-Man.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
So we're in Phase 3 right now? Okay.
I'm assuming Phase 3 is going to end at Infinity War. That's my guess, at least. Because I've been looking online, like, any info about it, and there's nothing yet. So my guess is they're probably going to go through all the, like, either maybe all of them or close to all of the stones. So, like, the Tesseract, and the second one is the Power Stone, the rock that Peter Quill has to get in the first Guardians, and inside's the Power Stone.
Okay.
That's what the collector's Phase 2 is.
Oh, cool.
So I'm betting the next one will probably be like the Eye of Agamotto in a case or something like that.
You're going to try to do Infinity Stones in them all?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the big one, you put them all together in like a giant gauntlet which holds all the movies.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Wink.
That'd be pretty cool. Wink, wink. Jeff. Wink, wink.
Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige. Yeah, there we go.
Jeff Bridges.
Wink, wink, Jeff Bridges.
You've got some pull with Marvel.
He's like, motherfucker, I have nothing to do with this movie.
What do you want me to do?
He's like, they killed me off in Iron Man.
There's nothing I can do about it. Dude.
So, if you listen to our commentary on Iron Man, we apologize in advance if we come off as racist.
No, we love hummus. It's not racist. Shoot. But no, we don't want to apply that. All Middle Eastern people are obsessed with hummus. That we apologize.
We're fat guys.
And we're fat. And if there's food, we're going to obsess about it.
We're like, yes! So we do talk about hummus a lot in the commentary. When's the first time you've ever had hummus, you think?
About 3 years ago? Rather recently. For the longest time, I was like, oh, that sounds healthy. Ugh, it's going to taste terrible.
Oh,
and then,
man.
Actually, the first time I had it was maybe it was like 6 years ago. I was in college, and one of the people did like for our speech class, they did a demonstration speech on how to make hummus. And so she gave some to everybody, and it was very good.
Now, she made it right then and there?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is someone that I've known for a long time, too. I've grown up with this person, so I know her parents are actually from, where are they from? Libya.
They're Boom! Libya.
So they actually know how to make that. So
did she bring a food processor with her?
I think she like kind of went through the steps and made some pre-processed stuff, so she kind of went over the steps real quick and gave us the finished product when it was all done.
Mrs. Mattman makes some pretty wicked good hummus.
I'd like to try some homemade hummus.
Hey.
In a non-dairy way. For food. I mean.
This just got really awkward. Their hummus is delicious.
Okay. Then I will take your word for it.
Do you know what the main ingredients of hummus are?
Just chickpeas and garlic and stuff. That's all I really know.
Yeah. Made from cooked mashed chickpeas, other beans, blended with tahini.
Tahini.
Olive oil.
We're the deep fried geeks. We gotta talk about food.
We do a little bit. I figured we had to talk about hummus since we talked about it so much in the commentary.
Well, when we go through the Hulk, we'll talk about like fried green tomatoes.
Pizza flavored hummus, or
I would assume
you could.
I mean, if you can make pizza flavored chips,
like
there's
orange hummus.
Yeah, orange hummus.
Like orange slices.
I mean, I guess you could. I don't know if that would taste good though.
Hey, that's the voice of Larry, by the way. I don't think you can probably hear
it. You want some pumpkin spice hummus too?
They probably have it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But you can make different flavored hummuses. So if you, because all it takes is you get the main ingredients and you add stuff to it. So pizza flavored hummus, I would put like
a little
extra
side note if you
want to
tell us about your favorite flavored hummuses.
You could.
You can post it on our website and all our other stuff, such as shush. Such as
you can put it on Facebook, right?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
You could share us a picture of your hummus that
you
make.
Oh, yeah, on Instagram. Yeah, do that.
You can make Iron Man hummus.
Iron hummus.
Ooh, we can get like an Iron Man like guy, and in his chest plate is a bowl of hummus.
I was thinking like the helmet, like upside down.
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
Or like the helmet, but the faceplate opens up and it's a bowl of hummus. Boom.
You can buy hummus at any grocery store.
True.
You don't really have to make it either. Publix does have some great hummus.
They do have pretty good hummus, I like the like little snack ones that they make that comes with like the little pretzel chips.
Yeah.
Those are good.
You know, hummus has been... there are cookbooks written... and they found it in Cairo in the 13th century for hummus.
So that's pretty
crazy,
old
school. Right? It's pretty old.
Well, then, if it's been that way for a long time, then it must be tried and true and good.
What do you like to eat with your hummus?
The pretzel chips are delicious anything. But, like, naan bread, putting on some naan, that's good stuff.
Yes, I also enjoy naan bread. Just throwing it right, dipping it in there.
Put it in the mouth.
If you go to any Middle Eastern places, Greek restaurants, they usually get hummus, too.
Yep.
The Greek restaurant in the mall, they have a side dish of hummus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think I've had it there, but yeah.
And some people dip vegetables in it, too. Okay. And some people put it on sandwiches.
Maybe peppers. Like
peppers.
Sliced peppers would be good with some hummus on it.
Sliced peppers are good in hummus, for sure.
How spicy do you like your hummus? Pretty spicy or very mild spice?
I like it pretty garlicky.
Garlicky? Okay.
Yeah. I like my favorite kind of hummus is just plain flavored hummus with maybe some extra garlic.
Okay. That sounds good. I love garlic.
They sell roasted red pepper.
Yeah, I've had that. That's pretty good.
Roasted tomato hummus I've had.
Sun-dried tomato hummus?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Maybe we'll share a hummus recipe on our Facebook page.
The Iron Hummus.
The Iron Hummus. I am hummus man.
Crushing them chickpeas.
In my can.
In the can. Tin can hummus man.
Well, we have to Google because I thought for sure there was an action scene with them playing that song.
I
didn't hear it
another,
at all.
The second one, a third, but you're right. I was trying to listen for it, but I didn't hear it either. Yeah.
Just in the credits.
Just the credits.
So if you have any suggestions, anything you want to talk to us about, feel free to reach us out on any social media or at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com.
Yeah, or your favorite Iron Man scenes, things you love about the first Iron Man movie. Hit us up.
For sure. All right, Tom. Make sure you check out our commentary tracks.
It's fun. It's long, but I think if you stick in there, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Might be not R-rated. Maybe PG-13.
We don't get too...
I drop a couple F-bombs,
We talk about some dirty stuff. But no,
a little bit. Innuendos more than anything. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Keep calm and
geek on. Deep fried geeks. Eating lots of hummus in our cheeks. Mouth.